You want to be the best you can possibly be, and you work hard for that. But you would like some inspiration from a role model that has gone this path. Now let me take you today on a journey where you meet a young female drummer who has made it to the top league in music without having been born in the upper echelon. She is my guest today. Welcome, Alexandra Sukla.
Hello, Reinhard. Pleasure to meet you here. And thank you so much for inviting me to your podcast.
Here we go.
Welcome to The Power of Rhythm, a podcast with your host, Reinhard Flatischler, around the one thing that connects us all. Rhythm.
Welcome, everybody, to the Power of Rhythm podcast. This episode actually is the result of a surprise collaboration. Filmmaker from Hollywood, actually, Robert Dornhelm, was about in the process of making Pantarei, a huge show for the Klangwolke Linz, and he decided he wants to have a drum ship with a huge drum of like 8 meters diameter. And so all of a sudden, Alexandra and I are sitting in this boat. And what I remember from this time is an incredible ability from Alexandra to memorize rhythm she just have heard, and her sensitivity and her sheer power. So what do you remember from this time, Alexandra?
Oh, wow. That was a really, really interesting and inspiring project because it, of course, made us do things that we maybe normally don't do. Also, it was very surprising. Come and visit your place with all these amazing drums that were then part of Klangwolke Linz and do this creative process there that ended up being performed at that event.
Yeah, so actually, let's give our listeners a little bit taste of what we did there, okay? Yeah, that certainly was kind of fun playing together. And I'm so happy, you know, we did this, because now by getting into your life story, I think it's really something that people can, especially young drummers, male, female, can use as a help, because you were born in Serbia, right?
Yes.
And you played the violin when you were a kid.
Yes, that's true.
And so how you come from this to, you know, percussion? What was the first step to take violin to percussion?
Well, firstly, I come from a musical family, right? And everybody in my family is classical musician. And my sister is a violinist. My older sister is a violinist. So I somehow followed her steps when I was 5 years old. Mm-hmm. And my parents also thought, oh yeah, that's actually a very good choice to play a violin. But somehow, as soon as I started, I noticed that I really don't resonate with that instrument. And I felt that I've been strongly driven by rhythm and pulse. And whenever I would hear some drumming, either on the street or concert performance, I just felt strongly that I should maybe give it a try. And I convinced my parents when I was 11, just if they could please inscribe me to percussion lessons. And okay, that's how it all started.
So I think this is the first thing people can learn. You didn't just, you know, well, I already started violin, let me continue like this. But you said, no, my inner voice tells me, maybe not. I'm feeling the call of the drums. So you followed the call of the drums. What was the first drums that you got to play?
Oh, wow. Well, I started really classically trained. So I remember that in the first case, I wanted really to be a drummer, like to play only drum set, because I wanted to go away from all this melodic world. I wanted just to groove. Soon after playing snare drum, I started playing drums. But after 2 years of playing, let's say, drums, I realized there is this whole another world of percussion, which includes also marimba and vibraphone and timpani and multi-percussion setups. So then drums had stayed at the back and I focused more on those instruments that also called me somehow.
Okay. And all this we're talking about happened in Novi Sad, right?
No, I was born in Novi Sad, and at the age of 6, we moved to Slovenia, and that's where I started my percussion education at the age of 11.
Okay, and then something very remarkable happened. Your father, you mentioned already, is a musician, but not just a musician, he's a composer as well. And then you're there on the marimba playing his compositions, The Corridors. Now, I'm very curious, how is that to play your own father's composition? How was your collaboration?
I really love this concerto, and this is the new version of this marimba concerto, because originally it has been composed for marimba World Marimba Competition, which took place in 2005 in Ljubljana in Slovenia. And at that time, it was performed with symphonic orchestra. And then some years later, I think maybe 10, he made this new version for marimba and string orchestra, which I had the chance to premiere. And I remember exactly when I was just playing percussion like for 2 or 3 years and listening this same concerto in the big hall played by much more advanced players than I was at that time. So it's very inspiring for me also that I got the chance also to play it myself.
Well, let me understand. You just said that the composition, we will just play a short piece for our audience. You just played 2 or 3 years percussion when you did this?
No. When I just heard it for the first time.
Okay.
Because the version with string orchestra came much later, and I grew up also meanwhile.
Very much so. So our audience want to see what you did there. Okay. This is Corridors from your father. Thank you. Alexandra, do you know what year that happened?
You mean when did I perform it?
Yes, this performance, which is...
I think it was 2017.
Okay, wow.
I'm not sure. But yeah, it was 2017, I think.
Now, you come from Serbia. Have you ever engaged or been interested in Balkan music?
Yes, I have been strongly influenced by Balkan rhythms and, of course, music from the region that I come from, because I've been studying actually with Nebojša Živković, who is one of the most interpreted composers for percussion, and he comes from Serbia, and I'm very happy that I had the chance to work with him during my studies, to study with him and really incorporate this music in my playing, his music, and that I could share this musical language.
So now let's go to the time where you came to Vienna and you studied really intensely. What was, and I see people were very interested in this, every day's practice. How did you maintain, you know, that regular practice?
Oh, wow. During my studies, I did really practice a lot and staying at the university every day, whole day, from morning till late evening. My practice routine would normally consist of around 1 hour technical exercises for snare drum, for example. And then I would switch to the pieces that I had to work on. And those were normally pieces either for solo marimba or solo vibraphone or solo multi-percussion. So the rest of the day, I would dedicate my time to that. Either this snare drum technique practice routine was quite constant in everyday practice, or also if that wouldn't be that thing, then I would just practice 4 mallets technique that I use while playing on mallet instruments.
Now there's the musical side, but you don't make it to the world of Hans Zimmer, and we'll talk about this a little later, just by, you know, practicing a lot. How did you build your mindset to get to this, you know, really high performance artist you're playing today with and into this realm of music?
I was just doing what I was doing.
Okay.
I was just being dedicated to my instruments and my passion. Let's say, I don't know if it's by coincidence or by chance or by connection of certain opportunities, recommendations, situations, and the moments where you have to prove yourself and show your skills let's say that was more of my path to get there. But yeah, I was just really doing the thing that I thought it was right to do.
Well, what I hear is that it wasn't your intention to go to the top, just you had your passion, and the passion was guiding you to wherever you went right now, right?
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Fantastic. Now, they call you and me multi-percussionists. Now, what does that mean? What does it mean for you? You played a lot of marimba and then multi-percussion. What is multi-percussion?
Well, multi-percussion is, at least in this classical percussion world, let's call it like that, is when we have simply compositions written for certain group of instruments, which can be combined in many different ways according to how the composer has wished it to be. So I don't know, I played, for example, percussion concerto, which the setup for this is so big that I need at least 50 square meters space in order to be able to perform this, to practice it even. So multi-percussion is simply a build up of many different percussion instruments, which can be mixed melodic with rhythmical and membranophone, with all kinds of percussion instruments, literally.
Now, we have a short piece where you play incredible on the marimba, on the gongs, then on the tom-toms running around. It's called Veni Veni Emmanuel. And I think that's a good moment to watch what Alexandra looks like as a multi-percussionist, okay? So to get to this level of playing, you have to go a path. And this podcast here is also about real talk. I mean, real life talk. So my question to you would be, have you had moments where you were completely desperate and say, I can't do this anymore? And how did you get out of it? And what did you learn from it?
Oh, yeah, but this happens. I mean, it can happen, let's say, more often than you think. And let's say my biggest struggle with percussion instruments is carrying them and building these setups, because it requires so much energy, so much physical work, so much preparation before you even start practicing. It takes you like, I don't know, to me it took sometimes 5 hours to build setup. Even I was building it 2 days when it's a bit more logistically complicated. So there come times, and I think at the times when you are struggling with a question, I can't do this anymore, it never was that strong with me that I would say that I really can't do it. I know that it was always maybe a result of either being overworked, overstressed, or something connected to it. So it's something that it's not connected to my essential passion, which is percussion. These are the side factors that influence you. But the passion that was always truly mine, which was the percussion and groove, always won. I always wanted it again. I mean, when you come out maybe of some a bit blurry phase, there is always this spark that was simply being alive within me. And of course, we are all people. We cannot be always on 100%, 150% motivated. And I think that's normal because life is not about being always on 100%. I think in those moments, it's just important that you really take care of yourself, take care how you feel, and not forget about your passion. That if it was there before, it should stick somehow with you.
No, I totally agree. Life is a curve all the time. It would be horrible if it's just 100% like this, you know. Now, so let me ask you another question. Was there a moment that you recall where you say, yes, it's really going the right direction? Just a moment that you recall.
I mean, I have a special moment, like, for example, as I mentioned already, these percussion instruments and carrying them and building these setups. And then when it comes the moment of concert, and then I just see this huge setup standing on the stage, I just say, my God, this looks so great. I mean, I just look at it and I'm already so inspired by it. And then I say, oh my God, this is just so cool that I play percussion. So yeah, it's always, you know, a dialogue between carrying the instruments and then this, of course, amazing positive push that when it's there, that you really feel it and see it.
To my audience now, let's not forget we're talking to a young female musician who actually plays for a lot of music in Hollywood, including Netflix, Disney, Warner Brothers, and of course, to a guy who does not need any introduction, Hans Zimmer. And Hans Zimmer said about Alexandra, and I quote, "Alexandra is such a phenomenal musician, embracing the tradition and revolutionizing our future. I'll never write another piece for percussion without having her add her creative grace and fire to it." Wow, that's pretty much a statement, I would say. So how did you meet Hans Zimmer?
Well, I got invited to be part of World of Hans Zimmer, which is the project curated by Hans Zimmer himself. And after I sent my videos, my biography, photos, everything that I had to send, I got the chance to meet him in the project World of Hans Zimmer. And after that, he invited me also to be part of his touring show, Hans Zimmer Live. And this is how we met. And I have been collaborating with him since 2018.
Wow. And what I found is in this group you're playing, in this World of Hans Zimmer, there's also a guy, Luis Ribeiro, from São Paulo.
Yes.
Great percussionist. And he lives in Vienna too, right?
Yes. There are a couple. He also lives in Vienna, but there are a couple more musicians that also live in Vienna that are also part of that tour.
So Vienna is a hub in a way of, you know, what's so amazing that this is not so well known. I just discovered that all through, you know, our collaboration, you know. I say, oh, Luis Ribeiro, great. I want to get to know him too because, you know, he's a great performer also. And he comes from São Paulo where I'm every year two times.
Yes, he's amazing percussionist. And if you guys haven't met yet, I think you should definitely meet.
No, right. Now, anything you want to give an advice for people who want to, you know, reach a certain point? A lot of musicians are right now struggling because they have not reached where you are, being taken on tour by Hans Zimmer, but they are trying to get little gigs and then the venues are closed because of Corona. So some inspiration, encouragement for those people from your side?
Well, these are very, very specific and very difficult times, especially for performing artists. Mm-hmm. And it's very hard to stay motivated in these times. it's very hard to find some goal when the things are simply not happening. I, for example, did an arrangement during lockdown. I dedicated my time. It took me a lot of time to gather all the instruments, get the equipment that I needed for recording, mm-hmm. to make this arrangement and to produce it, to work on that mix, to make a video for it. So I made a task that was leading me and that I found again passion for doing it, that was somehow keeping me excited and was bringing me a lot of joy and excitement during the lockdowns, especially. I think that if possible, just to find something that is fun, because at least now, while everything is closed, maybe you're not obliged to play what you must do. So now you can do something what you really want to do. And I think that's also important to maybe rediscover and rethink and dedicate your time to something that is really bringing you joy and that is fun to do.
It's a great advice, actually. It says, do not focus on fear and of, oh God, the world is going down and so, but take your passion and let the drum inspire you. Let be playful, have fun, and nourish yourself, right?
Yes, exactly.
That's wonderful. Now, you did a video in secret in a composition of Hans Zimmer, and you will release it in November. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, so about the arrangement that I just talked about, I made an arrangement of track Mombasa mm-hmm. by Hans Zimmer that you can hear in the movie Inception. So I had the chance to play this amazing soundtrack with the band on Hans Zimmer Live, and that inspired me so much that I said I have to make this arrangement only for percussion. And it took time, it took a lot of preparation to make it real, but here it is. There is also a video coming out on November 5th, and it will be available on all streaming platforms also.
And we'll give you a little teaser for that, what's coming up here. Now, it's so inspiring for me also to see a female percussionist, because when I started, you know, way, way back, there were very few, if not at all, any female percussionists, maybe Evelyn Glennie, but, you know, not many others. And it's kind of changing now, and the power I remember from your playing made me really happy, like, you know, your passion. So, maybe something to the female drummers. Was it an advantage and disadvantage, or didn't it matter at all that you have been female on this musical path?
Yeah, I never had any discomfort, or I didn't feel anything in either direction, negative or positive. I was just feeling normal and happy with what I'm doing, and everything seems to work okay. Yeah.
Must have to do with your kind of natural being, you know. You're very, yeah, you're a very honest person, and I really appreciate this. And you're a great musician. It was really an honor to play with you, and it was an honor that you are on the podcast here.
Thank you so much. Likewise.
So finally, let me actually ask you, where can people find you on the net?
Yeah, you can find me on my Instagram channel with my name, Alexandra Suklar, Alexandra with KS, so no X. Also the same name on YouTube channel and Facebook.
So please check Alexandra out. She's an amazing, amazing musician. Also check the World of Hans Zimmer out. It's also an amazing project that will have a lot of performances coming up. I wish you all the best, Alexandra, for your career.
Thank you so much.
And I wish our listeners all the best. And I hope you really enjoyed our beautiful show here. More to come very soon. And for now, have a great day and keep on grooving.
Thank you so much, Reinhard, for your invitation, and all the best from me as well.
Thank you.